ordinance 26-2017. It's additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat Fund, $56,000 for Lester Square, and $20,000 for Van Gogh. Anybody that would like to speak for or against, please come up to the microphone.
Hi, my name is Nola Davis. I'm the director of Van Gogh Program, and I'd like to just take a couple of minutes to talk to you, if I might, about Van Gogh. I'd like to just start by giving you a little bit of an overview of Van Gogh, because I believe, you know, last year we had some shortfalls, and this year what we're coming back to talk to you about is local match money. 5311 is one of 42 public transportations in the state of Indiana. And it's been operated actually in this county since 1999. Prior to that, we ran a senior system, clean back as far as 1978. But in 1999, we actually started, we went from a senior-based program into public transit. And at that time, Van Gogh was primarily became funded under a 5311 grant through the Indiana Department of Transportation. Way back in 1999, we actually began as a city system, but the demand grew so quickly for, you know, transportation into the county seat from all of the outlying areas that we were encouraged by NDOT the very next year to go into a county system. So we did that, and so now we are actually, the grant comes through the Knox County Commissioners, but there's a pass-through to the Betty J. McCormick Center to become the lead agency. And what that basically means is I write the grants for it. We do the day-to-day operations of getting everybody where they need to go. We do the quarterly vouchering and the annual budgeting. And then we need to go out and secure local match. The 5311 grant is a 50-50 match. And for 2017 and 2018, NDOT, both years, has allocated us over $500,000. That's $500,000 that comes back into this community. And they tell us for every dollar that comes back into this community, it actually generates $3 to $7 more in income. But 5311 also requires local buy-in, if you will. I'll call it that because I've heard it said that way at the state level a lot. It requires a buy-in. And that's dollar for dollar match. For as long as I can remember, the city here has blessed us with $20,000 every year. Since I took over directorship back in 1999, and we use that as leverage. That's part of our local match commitment, but we're not in that alone, and I want to make sure that everybody knows it takes all of us working together to make this match. And for this calendar year alone in 2017, not only are we going out seeking and securing city and county funds, but also many, many service contracts. I mean, we have Oak Rehab, we have Goodwill, we have KCARC, we have all of the nursing homes here in town that we transport people to that pay us United Way dollars. We do have some donations. This year we began advertising on the buses so that we could generate more local match funding. We have choice funding for adult daycare that provides us with money for every adult daycare. We have Medicaid funding that we can leverage against that for every Medicaid person who goes to Good Samaritan Hospital or the medical center or a doctor's office. We have Title III-B funding, which pays for everybody to go to the senior center to eat a congregate meal. And we have self-pay people who also, we're leveraging every bit of that against this match, but we're still just coming up a little bit short. And I don't even want to use this short. I don't even want to use that word because I don't want to confuse it with last year. But it's just not quite enough match, and unfortunately, if we don't get enough, then we're forced at the end of the year, if we can't match that dollar for dollar, that $500,000 at the end of the year, we have to deobligate that back to the state, and that's just one thing that just I do not want to do. I don't want to deobligate any money, because then I'm forced with some really harsh decisions, and the decisions are is I cannot run in the red when there's money out there that I could be drawing down if I had match money. I don't want to run in the red because, well, my company just doesn't want us to do that. And so I'm going to be forced at the end of the year, whenever I look at the last quarter, if I see that I'm not going to be able to have the match money to pull this down, I'm going to have to cut service the last quarter somewhere. So that means somebody's not going to get a ride. And I will try my very best to keep that to the last quarter of every month, but notoriously, the last quarter of the month is when things start getting a little colder and people want to get out to do holiday shopping, and it seems like there's more illness among the elderly. There's more people using Van Gogh the last three quarters than there is notoriously, well, other than January, the rest of the year. So that's just something I need to think about. But I think it's worth noting that, you know, part of the problem here too is that we've just grown tremendously. In 1999, we did 19,000 rides. Last year, we did 94,041 rides, almost 100,000 rides in this community. And, you know, the rides and the match money haven't kept pace. You know, now I don't want to go, I don't want anyone to think that, you know, the county actually has, I think they're well aware of it. They went from, you know, 15,000 where we started, and then they went to 25 and then 50. And then next year, I met with them a couple weeks ago, our 2018 allocation, they actually went to 65,000 for next year and 50 for this year. So that's going to help us, but we're just not quite there. And so, you know, I've had several meetings with Mayor Yoakum, and, you know, he encouraged me to come back and talk to you guys once more about this, you know, this match. I don't know if this helps, but I would like to go on record as saying the statewide averages for a transit of the very same size as ours overall for the whole state, the city generally gives 40,000, counties generally give 75, and that's very black and white. And, you know, I guess, you know, it worries me that I will have to cut service, because anytime that, you know, our ridership out there thinks that we're going to have to cut service, the phones ring off the hook. They're all upset. There's a lot of comforting that has to go on to explain to them that we're not going out. We just, you know, we may have to cut back a little bit on what we can do. But when you're an elderly person or a handicapped person or a low-income person and you want a ride or you need a ride, sometimes we're the only person that they can really count on. And I know you're all aware that DNH is cutting back their car and their handicap service, and I do believe that we'll pick up even more ridership from that turn of events. So in December, just this past December, we had our triannual review. This is done by an independent company. It's called RLS, and they come in basically for Indiana Department of Transportation, and they audit our system. And then they send us back a review. This is also reviewed by FTA, and I would like to read two excerpts from it, if you will allow me to. And one of them says, in 2016, Van Gogh provided 94,041 passenger trips, which was an increase of 22%, or 15,500 trips from the previous year. That's a lot of addition. I mean, we're just doing more and more and more. And it says, Van Gogh is one of the top performing rural transit systems in Indiana and has one of the lowest cost per trip and per mile. The Indiana average cost for trip for a rural system is $15.13, while Van Gogh is maintaining a $9.19 cost per mile with a $2.37 vehicle mile. The high level of ridership generated on their demand response combined with their performance-based scheduling practices helps Van Gogh to achieve the highest level of performance. And I think that that speaks very well of the system as a whole. However, we are trying, or we have applied for technology for new software for 18, hoping that that will make us even more efficient and it will cut our costs. The people that we're dealing with has said that some systems has seen as much as a $20,000 reduction in expenses the first year, so we are really hopeful that that will happen. And then in conclusion, basically, they said Van Gogh has done an exceptional job in increasing ridership over the last several years. The service is one of Indiana's best performers in terms of cost per trip, trips per mile, and trips per hour. Achieving and maintaining these levels of performance without the assistance of an automated scheduling and dispatch is to be commended. While we did have a few findings and a recommendation, Van Gogh is a very well-run system. It's been able to maintain service levels despite losses of grants. However, without increased local support, it seems inevitable that this service reductions are looming in the near future. And I'm hoping that you will take my request for the additional $20,000 match money so I don't have to de-obligate any money at the end of the year. And I don't have to turn anybody down. Thank you for letting me know.
Real quick, Noah, on your $94,000, what percentage is for elderly and what percentage probably for getting people to work or?
Last year, we did 30% employment. Okay. Was right at it. It was actually 29 point something percent. And then, you know, we do a high volume of seniors and handicapped people. However, I wish I would have brought that. I can't quote you exactly, Mayor Yoakum, but we do a large volume of medical runs. Those are mainly Medicaid runs. That doesn't take any money out of the county because those are billed to Medicaid, and you know, we get paid from them for those, and we do get to leverage all Medicaid dollars towards this grant. We do a very high volume of runs for Head Start kids to go to PACE, and these are very low-income kids. We did have to start charging them last year for the first time because we lost the drug and the grants. They did away with those. And we do a lot of EU kids that need shuttle back and forth to get groceries or things like that. We actually go over there on Tuesdays and Fridays and make sure all the kids can ride back and forth to get groceries. So if you need those numbers, though, I'd be glad to send them back to you.
The key thing that we need to differentiate here is what we did towards the end of the year was completely different than what you're asking for here.
Like,
we were trying to shore up some changes to what happened to your program and where money and funding was coming from, and then now this is just to sustain and continue to grow, correct?
Right, and I think that was very confusing, Mr. Salters, because last year there really was a deficit. We had a Jarkin New Freedom grant that came down through the federal government, and for some reason, they decided to do away with those. They put that pot of money, or a lot of that money, into 5310 fund. And we, of course, operate out of 5311. And so there was a shortage. What I'm here asking about today is just match money. The NDOT has actually given us over $500,000. But I have to match it locally here in the community. And I feel like we have really worked hard to get every service contract, to get every bit of advertising, you know, and we're still working hard on that, to get every Medicaid ride that we can. You know, we've bombarded United Way. We've asked for donations. We do a letter writing campaign in August. I mean, and all of these things is just match money to be able to pull down that $500,000. If I don't make that match money, I have to de-obligate it back. So that's what I'm, it's different. It's two different things.
You said you do a lot of VU. Does VU contribute to the match as well?
VU actually, right around $7,000. They send us $3,500 every few months to help. That all goes for local match monies. And even with all of the, and they do that based on amount of rides that we do for the kids. But even with all those combined, you know, every nursing home trip we take, every time someone wants to go for an activity out there, we send a bus out, we take all their people wherever they need to go. When they pay us, we bill them. That's all leveraged towards local match. So it's not just county and city money. It's a plethora of different people trying to help us make that match here locally and not.
Nola, I know that you have fees, like you charge $2 for a single ride and you get a card to charge. If you raise that fee, do you lose some of your grants?
I wouldn't lose grants, but I think I would lose a lot of riders because for the most part, the bulk of the people that use it are the lowest income, the elderly that are on their
incomes. I mean, $2 is awful cheap for her.
Yeah, and you know, statewide, we're one of the higher. So a lot of them, I don't know how they do it. We even have one system that lets you get on with a recycler and ride. I don't know how they do it. There are some here in the state of Indiana who have all volunteer drivers, and I'm sure that's a big help.
Yeah.
But I haven't been lucky enough to find one volunteer driver, and he's only available on a very limited amount of time. So, you know, I'm just not lucky enough right now to have all these workers for paid. However, when I say that, you know, we did a breakdown when we were actually analyzing this when we were doing our marketing strategies recently. It was amazing how far a dollar brought Knox County. And all of my employees are from Knox County or right in Lawrenceville. And, you know, everybody shops here and, you know, uses Knox County for, you know. So, you know, those dollars are pretty much.
And one of the nice things, one of the nice things too, you mentioned was the advancement in technology that you guys are hoping to implement to make you guys more efficient, to be able to provide more rides and increase the service throughout the community, which is something that Mr. Lindbergh kind of hit on that he would talk about with us. But now to finally hear that that's one of the routes that you're going, and hopefully that can be implemented in 18. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually, my grant just went in last Friday. I've written the grant. I feel like it's very competitive grant. Of course, there's 42 other people out there vying as hard as I am. There was $1 million that was going to be out there and available. We had a workshop, an in-cost workshop at the Clarion up in Columbus recently that I attended, and they told us some of us will not make the grade. But I felt like mine was extremely competitive, and when we get it, it will start January 1. And we will have a whole year and a half to get it all implemented in place. And I feel like it's really going to just completely change the focus of how we do business. And I think it'll make everything way more efficient. You know, get rid of all these deadhead runs. And, you know, we'll be able to know exactly where people are. The drivers won't have to do logs anymore. I mean, you know, all this time-consuming stuff will all be done by computer. And so we're really hoping, you know, just cutting out two people showing up at the same place because they've been dispatched, and you know, the gas savings alone should be pretty substantial, I think.
Thank you very much. We'll be voting on this in our regular meeting.
Thank you for letting me approach it. So you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Any other comments from anybody? Okay, we're going to go ahead and close the public hearing.
We're open council meeting for June 26th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Here.
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 Here. Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question?
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 6-0, the agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes from June 12th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 12th meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to approve June 12th minutes as presented.
Question.
Yes.
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 Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
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 The minutes are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And how about committee reports?
Mr. Mayor attended the solid waste meeting this morning at 8 o'clock, and I have agenda and the minutes and everything for everybody to look at if you want to.
Anyone else? Not report of city officers.
Hello, Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief. I just wanted to introduce to the council our newest firefighter who was sworn in officially on June the 15th, but had a public swearing in today at this Board of Works. I introduce to you David McCormick, or as I like to call him, Mark. He is unit number 296, and he is our latest hiree as a probationary firefighter on the Vincennes Fire Department.
To old business ordinance 26-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat, $56,000 for Lester Square Fitness Equipment and $20,000 for Van Gogh.
Make a motion to approve ordinance 26-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to read ordinance 26-2017, second.
Ordinance 26-2017, additional appropriation ordinance section 1 and 2 from Riverboat, $36,000 for Lester Square Fitness Equipment, Riverboat, $20,000 for Van Gogh Program.
Discussion?
Fitness equipment, how long will that take to get put in?
I'm hoping it will be put in and installed by, I think, the end of July.
Like, I mean, you're just putting these pieces in. I don't think it's too, like, it's not too overly complicated. It's not like the big pieces at Greg Park that we had that took quite a bit of time, but this would be relatively quick.
Yes, and I will say that the picnic for the parks, I think, overall brought in just over 10,000, but after expenses, it'll probably be around 7,500 for the courses equipment. And just so you know, this 56,000, it's really probably closer to 52. We didn't know where the concrete was going to fall in place, but somebody's going to donate their labor to actually finish the concrete. We just got by the concrete, but also there's also another grant they've applied for $5,000. But by putting it out of Riverboat, we can pay for it all out of one fund and then just take the money that we're raising and reimburse the Riverboat, you know, whatever.
This gives a wiggle room so we can just get the job done instead of have to come back,
right?
Correct?
Okay.
That's all the equipment? That's the skateboard park?
No. This is just the fitness.
Just the fitness center. Yes. Okay. Fitness.
And I think Nola explained it pretty well, you know, the importance of the program. We asked her for that, and kind of laid it out. There was probably some confusion between the 65 that we asked for, that they asked for before the end of the year, and then now. So, I mean, that kind of clarified everything. And also to hear about the improvement in technology they expect, I mean, that's a big plus.
So how much have they actually collected in donations? Not counting the picnic at the park. Friday night.
It was up to 33,000.
So that would be minus the 56, right? It would take that
right
away.
So right now would be 23,000, but now we've already raised the money from picnic in the park, and then they've got another grant out for 5,000. We're going to get it and continue to raise money to hopefully get it down to very minimal.
Yeah, so all over just goes back in and then can be used for whatever.
It's just going to make it easier for Sharon to have this in one line item and then pay it, and then we'll just put the money back in as well.
Right.
Question?
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Ravelette?
I abstain voting on this ordinance, but I do want to express my full support for the Van Gogh program. I'm a member of the Van Gogh board, and therefore I will abstain.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Okay, second reading passes by a vote of 5-0 with one abstention.
Motion for third reading for ordinance 26-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 26-2017.
Ordinance 26-2017, additional appropriation ordinance section 1 and 2, total of $70,000, Lester Square, Van Gogh.
Discussion?
Question?
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
In third and final reading, passes with a vote of 5-0 with one abstention. Next up is new business, ordinance 27-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Assistance to Firefighters Grant Fund. It's a total of $132,270. Your portion is $14,144.46.
Motion for first reading on ordinance 27-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal, to have first reading of ordinance 27-2017.
Ordinance 27-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2. $132,270 from Assistance to Firefighters Grant Funds, $14,144.46 from Edit Fund.
Discussion.
You want me to describe? It's the same thing I spoke about last council meeting. It is the grant that we received through the Assistance to Firefighters Grant. The city's matching portion of that will be it'll be the $14,000 figure. But we have to set up a fund for this, put the money in the fund. As we buy the equipment, then it is reimbursed and taken back out. Am I correct on that, Luke?
And this is going to put the, like you mentioned, the computer equipment in the trucks.
Yes, it will put mobile data terminals in each vehicle, integrating with our CAD system. Also within that is a wellness and fitness grant for the firefighters that will give comprehensive physicals to each firefighter, peer fitness, tutors on each shift that will monitor and assist each firefighter within their shift. So it's actually two grants within one. Okay. Anything else? Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Question?
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shane Rhodes?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Gravelat?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 27-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next up is ordinance 28-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit, $75,000 for fire department overtime.
Motion for first reading for ordinance 28-2017.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westphal for first reading of ordinance 28-2017.
Ordinance 28-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2 from Edit for fire department overtime, $75,000.
Discussion.
Any questions? I would be happy to answer them or try to answer them. We were originally budgeted for $75,000 worth of overtime. As of right now, our current balance is $197.32 in our overtime budget, and we started banking overtime hours on June the 20th of 2017. Since then, we have banked 9 shifts. The FLSA bank, which is the amount of money owed to the firefighters from banking the hours that the city owes to the firefighters, right now currently is $150,357.79. That is with two veteran firefighters retiring, Battalion Chief Napier and Lieutenant Allen. Their figures, one included a little bit of vacation time that had to be paid, was $17,223. We ended 2016 with a balance owed to the firefighters of $162,000. With a 3% raise, that went up to just over $163,000. And like I said, right now with those two being taken all plus some shifts being taken, I've been an average of about 27 shifts that the firefighters have taken their hours. And this is federal law that if a firefighter wants to take time off, we have to give it to him because this is money that is owed to that firefighter. And monetary reasons are not a reason not to give that firefighter that time off. Well, they'll take 24 hours, then we have to turn around and pay time and a half for them to take that 24 hours off. It is a debt that the city is continually year to year carrying over. So we need more money for overtime.
And we, during budget time, we asked you, we kept it close to the same, and then we just asked you to come to us, if I'm correct, and to do this whenever we had to.
And unfortunately, it's happened a little sooner than we had we had expected.
Yep.
But we've had some injuries. And
with Adam back, and now you're back to, you've got a couple new hirees. And
a couple new hirees, but we have, I mean, if bad luck can happen to the guys in the fire department, it happens, you know.
I mean, it was a rough year.
One of our guys recently was, a deer hit him on his motorcycle on 550, and he's got a broken ankle and, you know, is banged up. Going to be a while before we get him back.
Yep.
Thank you.
Question?
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 28-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next up is claims.
Make a motion to approve claims in the amount of $499,330.91.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to pay the claims in the amount of $499,330.91.
Question?
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
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 Claims are paid by vote of 6-0. Do you have anything under miscellaneous? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.